FEMA spokeswoman Nikki Gaskin says the organization is stressing a denial letter doesn't necessarily mean the applicant isn't eligible for the aid.
Sometimes it can be just simply an indication that further information is needed. We have seen where some people don't fully understand the process. They don't complete the application fully. And in some cases, the applicant's insurance claim needs to be settled first before disaster aid can be granted.
FEMA has to know what the hurricane victim's insurance covers because it can't duplicate insurance payments. And all those scenarios she mentioned can result in FEMA saying you're ineligible. So Gaskin says read the letter carefully. People can update their applications by calling FEMA or going to a FEMA recovery center. And Gaskin says
everyone certainly has the right to appeal any type of FEMA decision, but if they are going to appeal, it's so critical that they know they have to do it within 60 days from the date posted on the letter that they received.
The deadline to apply for FEMA assistance is November 9th. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.